My word, this is a puzzle. What do we do next?
Well, there's one thing we do know, and that is a monkey wouldn't light a fire or a lamp at night on the island. That must have been done by a human being, and he must still be on the island if his monkey is here. He surely wouldn't go away and leave the little thing to starve.
Oh, no! It's such a dear little creature. It had a most comical face. Did you notice? Thank goodness it left us most of the barley sugars. Let's have some before anything else happens.
Berry dog biscuits? A monkey that steals food and sandals? By the way, let's go and have a look at where we left those dog biscuits. Maybe they've gone as well.
They went off to look. But no, there were the scattered biscuits. Timmy helped himself to a few again, and a loud crunching filled the air. The jackdaws hopped near, hoping to pick up a few crumbs. Timmy ran at them, and then stopped and put his nose to the ground. He had picked up the same scent as before.
Follow the trail again, Tim. You may do better this time. Go on.
That's a dog. On the island, too. Whatever next? Where is he?
Oh, quick! He sounds as if he's in trouble. What's happening? Quick, Julian! Quick, Timmy! Oh, poor thing! There he goes, howling again! We must find him! We must!
The five set off in the direction of the howls, Timmy racing ahead anxiously. He knew far better than the others that a dog was in sore trouble. A howling of that kind meant not only pain, but terror. But how did a dog come to be on the island, and a monkey too? Timmy was as puzzled as the children. Julian was now in front of the other three, and was heading for the seaweed-spread shore on the west of the island. George suddenly gave a cry and pointed.
There's the monkey again. He's seen us. He's racing away.
Maybe he'll lead us to wherever the dog is.
The dog stopped howling. I'm sure he must be somewhere near here. Hello. What's the monkey doing? Good gracious. He's running over the seaweed. He'll slip into a pool and drown. I must go after him.
No, George. That seaweed is slippery. It's too dangerous to go out on those rocks. We know the sea is very deep in between. Look at that little monkey. What on earth does he think he's going?
The monkey came to a rock that was absolutely covered with thick masses of seaweed flung there by the surging, wind-blown tide. He had no sooner arrived than a most extraordinary thing happened. A small mass of seaweed moved, and out of it came something that made the five stare in utter disbelief. It was the brown and white head of a big dog. The five stared, unable to move. The head suddenly opened a great mouth and howled dismally. In a trice, Timmy was over the seaweedy rocks, barking for all he was worth, as if to say, "Hold on, friend, I'm coming!" And then another surprising thing happened. A second head poked up from under a covering of seaweed, and a voice shouted loudly,
"Tell your dog to keep off! Mine will fight him, and clear off, all of you!"
The five were so full of amazement that they stood like dumb creatures, unable to say a word. The second head was still poking out of its seaweedy hiding place. The head of a small boy. Julian really could hardly believe his eyes.
"Hey, you there in the seaweed, come on out. We shan't hurt you. If you want help, we'll give it to you. Come on out and tell us what you're
doing." "All right. But if you try to catch me, I'll set my dog on you. He's a crossbred Alsatian, and he could eat your dog in a jiffy."
"We shan't do anything to hurt you or your dog. We heard him howling, poor thing. He's terrified of being under the seaweed. Come on out."
And then the seaweed pile was heaved up and down, and out came a scraggy, wet boy of about 11. He pulled the seaweed off the dog. The great animal shook itself and gave one more miserable howl. Timmy leapt lightly over the seaweed and ran to the great Alsatian.